I wouldn't take $100 for it today. I still don't have it up there.
So they had a factory here where they made glass bowls.
Old glass factory.
And what do they make at the mills here where you worked?
We make towels and sheets.
Okay.
Big towel.
Mm-hmm.
Big sheets and towel.
Okay. Are there many people who still live around here that work at the mill?
No, there's not very many people employed in the mills anymore.
Yeah. Most of it's done by machinery or
machinery.
Do they have a union there? Or?
Yes, they still have a union.
Do you remember when they? Do you remember when they were trying to start up the unions and all?
Yeah, I do. She had been on the picket line many a day, and different ones hold her. Well, in fact, during the picket time, I took her up in the mill. She was a tiny baby. Well, it was around a year old, just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I took her up there and rolled her in a bobbin box one day.
Mm-hmm. And you were picketing too with the rest of them?
Yeah.
And you didn't they do anything to hurt anybody or anything like that?
Not one man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just another talker. And he riled up some of them and beat his butt.
I know some places there was lots of almost riots and things, you know.
Yeah, I'd eat peas and beans. But you know, during the strike, we didn't miss too much because we had the dairy down here. It was called Pet Dairy. And he lived in this community. And he gave, every day the milk was brought right to this door for the children to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we had plenty of milk for them. And we got along just fine. Because our church has always taught us to have a year's supply of food on hand at all times.
Yeah,
any kind of disaster that would come, or if it be a full season or something.
Yeah, come
on. Sweet Pig, that's my adopted son.
Ah.
So, I try to have a good bit of food on hand with all
mm-hmm. Well, it came in handy then, didn't it?
Yes, it sure did. We had two strikes here.
Did you?
Two big strikes here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them lasted well over a month.
Mm.
But nobody went hungry. The Coca-Cola people and Pepsi-Cola and all brought on the picket line, they would bring the people crates of drinks, morning, noon, and night.
Ah,
and
we just had that.
And the bread people served bread, and they brought lots of loaves of bread. All the bread that they picked up, they brought. And it was distributed down here. So we did. Now, a few of them might didn't always kind of wishy-washy. They didn't know where they were going to be for you, you know. No, that kind of stuff.
Well, you've told me a lot of interesting stories. I really enjoyed coming and talking to you.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you.
So it makes you think about a lot of things that you didn't.